कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर नारी। जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर नारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीर बन चारी। यमुना तीर बन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jayo Jayo Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshutarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Hare Krishna. It's a beautiful weather today, huh? And it's cooled down quite a lot. Krishna has been very merciful. Surya Dev has been ordered. And Pavan Dev also has been ordered to take care of you all very nicely. So, Sharanagati, what is the meaning of Sharanagati? How many of you know the answer? Please raise your hands. Very good. And Sharanagati has how many limbs?
Six.
What's the first one? How many of you know? Very good. So who really want to answer? What is the first one? Okay. Yes, Aditya. Dainya. Dainya. So today we are going to discuss about Dainya. And what is the meaning of Dainya? Humbleness. How can one become humble? What is the secret of becoming humble? By surrendering to Lord Krishna. But it says that to surrender to Krishna, you have to become humble. So it's how to become humble. What is the opposite to humbleness? Pride. What causes pride? Namras. What is the root cause of pride? Very good. The cause of pride is false ego. What is the meaning of false ego? What is false ego actually? Very good. To identify yourself as the body. And when you identify yourself with the body, then what happens? You become proud here. You think that you are the doer. And by thinking that way, then what happens? Vidyavadu? When you think that way, then what actually happens? Do you think that you are a good performer or a bad performer? You think you are the greatest. To identify with the body means to see everything from the material point of view. Now this has been very nicely analyzed by Jagadananda Pandit. He is saying that Krishna bohir mukh hoiya bhogobancha kare nikatastho maya tare japotiya dhare. When a living entity becomes averse to Krishna, averse, the Sanskrit word or Bengali word here is bohir mukh. Mukh means what? Face. There are two expressions, unmukh and bohirmukh. When your face is towards something, then it is called, you are unmukh to that. And when your face is turned away to something, that is called bohirmukh. So this means that when a living entity turns his face away from Krishna, when a living entity turns his face away from Krishna, then nikatastho maya tare japotiya dhare. Nikatastho maya is standing very close. And japotiya dhare grabs him. So just it happens momentarily, in a fraction of a moment, or immediately. A living entity turns his face away from Krishna and immediately maya gets him. Now if we systematically try to analyze it, what actually happens, then we can see that the moment a living entity turns his face away from Krishna means, what does he see? Krishna's, everything is Krishna. Away from Krishna means Krishna's external energy. So when one comes in contact with Krishna's external energy, this external energy, as Krishna described, is apara. Aparayam itastanyam. This external energy is inferior. But the jiva bhutang, the living entities, are Krishna, coming from Krishna's para prakriti, superior nature. The living entities are from superior nature, material nature is inferior. So when a superior comes in contact with inferior, what happens? He tries to lord over. He automatically thinks, isn't it a natural tendency? When you come across someone who is inferior, you try to exploit him. You try to control him. You try to dominate him. So living entity therefore develops a tendency to lord over, because it's a natural tendency for a superior to lord over the inferior. Now this causes a living entity to develop a mistaken identity. What is the actual identity of a living entity? What is the jiver sarup? Jiver sarup hoy Krishner nitya dash, eternal servant of Krishna. But the moment a living entity turns his face away from Krishna, then he develops a tendency to lord over, and that gives him a completely different identity, a false identity, a mistaken identity. That's why that Sanskrit expression ahankar has been translated as false ego. False ego. A false identity. We are not the master, we are not the Lord. So this causes the first covering of the living entity. He thinks that he is the controller, he is the enjoyer, he is the Lord and Master. And not only he thinks that he is the Lord and Master, he thinks that he is the greatest. Now see, turning away from Krishna has caused us to become influenced by false ego. Now if we want to turn towards Krishna, what do we have to do? We have to get rid of this tendency. To get rid of the tendency of false ego means what? Becoming humble. Become humble. Now, to be proud means what? To be proud means I am the greatest, I am the best, no one is as good as I am. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is pointing out, to be humble, we have to realize that we are lower than the lowest. And therefore, he is singing in this aspect of Sharanagati, Amar Jibon Shada Pape Rato Nahiko Punnero Lesh. Amar Jivan means, Amar means my. Jivan means life. Sada means always. Pape means in sinful activities. Rato means engaged. My life is always engaged in sinful activities. Nahiko punnero lesh. There is not a lesh. Lesh means, who knows the meaning of? Very little. Very little. Less. Nahiko punnero. There is no touch. There's not an iota of piety in that life. My life is full of sinful activities and there is no trace of piety. Porere udbeg diachi je koto diachi jibere klesh. I have caused so much difficulties and anxiety to others and I have caused so much distress to them. Diachi jibere klesh. Nijo shukho lagi pape nahi dori. Nijo shukhe lagi means for the sake of my own happiness, for the sake of my own pleasure, I do not become afraid to commit sinful activities. Nijo shukho lagi pape nahi dori. Dayahin shartopar. I am devoid of daya, mercy. Dayahin, no mercy. I am merciless. And shartopar means selfish. Paro sukhe dukhi sada mithya bhashi. Paro sukhe dukhi. When I see the others are happy, others are enjoying, then I become sad. And sada mithya bhashi. I am always telling lies. Paro dukkho sukho kar. And others, dukkha, distresses, difficulties, unhappiness, appears to be very pleasing to me. Ashesh kamona ridi majhe mor. Ashesh means unlimited. Kamona, desires. Unlimited, lusty desires are ridi majhe mor in my heart. Krodhi dambho parayan. I am angry and proud. Madomatto sada bishoye mohito. I am always intoxicated and absorbed in enjoying this material nature. And hingsha garbo bibhushan. Cruelty and pride are my ornaments. Nidralasya hato shukarje birato. I am always absorbed in nidra means sleep and alasya means laziness. I am always involved in sleeping and laziness and shukarje biroto. I am not, I am averse to pious or good activities. Akarje uddogi ami, and I am very enthusiastic, very eager to inauspicious activities or wrong actions. Pratishtha lagiya shattho acharan, for the sake of gaining my honor and fame, I act in an shattho acharan. Let me see. For the sake of worldly fame and reputation, I engage in practice of deceitfulness. Yeah. I act deceitfully in order to establish myself, in order to establish my prestige and honor. I act deceitfully. Lobho hato sadakami. I am greedy and full of lust. Eheno durjan sajjano borjito. Such a wicked person whom the saintly people have rejected. Aporadhi nirantar, constantly engaged in criminal activities. Shubho karjo shunno, he is devoid of all auspicious activities, and shada anartho mana, in his mind he is always thinking of undesirable activities. Nana dukhe jaro jar, and as a result he is afflicted by all kinds of sufferings. Bardhokke akhon upay bihin tate dinoy akinchan. Bardhokke means at old age. Bardhokke, now that I have become old, I have no other means, I have no other recourse, I have no other way. And on top of that, I am very poor and very and devoid of any possession. Bhakti Vinod Prabhur Charane Kare Dukkha Nivedan. Bhakti Vinod Thakur offering his sorrowful state, presenting his now in old age, deprived of all means of relief, thus humbled and poor, Bhakti Vinod submits his tale of grief at the feet of the Supreme Lord. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is submitting his tale of grief. Kare dukkho nivedan. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, isn't Bhakti Vinod Thakur very wonderfully describing our condition? What is our life like? I don't know about you, but I know about mine. Amar jiban sada pape rato, nahi ko punnero lesh, porere udbeg diachi je koto, diachi jibere klesh. Nijo shukho lagi pape nahi dori, dayahin sartho por, poro shukhe dukhi sada mithya bhashi, poro dukkho shukho kar. Ashesh kamona hridi majhe mor, krodhi dambho parayan, madomatto sada bishaye mohito, hingsa garbo bibhushan. Nidra lasso hato shukarje birato, akarje uddogi ami, pratishtha lagiya shattho acharan, lobho hato sada kami.
এহেন দুর্জন সজ্জন বর্জিত অপরাধী নিরন্তর শুভ কার্য শূন্য সদানর্থ মনা নানা দুঃখে জড়জর বার্ধক্যে এখন উপায় বিহীন তাতে দিনয় অকিঞ্চন ভকতি বিনোদ প্রভুর চরণে করে দুঃখ নিবেদন।
So, should he sing this song? Yeah.